I'm not that familiar with them, no.
What people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Any other name for that?
Coal oil.
And did you ever hear any, see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Yeah. Well, we didn't use them. It wasn't too safe. I know what you're talking about. I don't know what they really call them. But we have done it.
When would people use those?
Mostly on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Did you ever hear it called a flambeau?
Yeah. I know what a flambeau is nowadays.
What's a flambeau nowadays?
Well, mostly your construction companies use them. On the side of the roads, they did use them until they went to the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Battery lighting system. But a flambeau is a... It's sort of a round metal container that carries kerosene or coal oil, and it's got a wick in it.
Mm-hmm. Did the word flambeau, does that ever refer to anything else besides this little iron or metal thing?
No, just a flambeau is all. That was the first, I was taught it was a flambeau when I moved to town.
And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and tells them, here, what your clothes, here. She hands them the clothes and says, here.
Dress yourself.
Okay.
Well, Get dressed.
Would you say, here's your clothes, or here are your clothes, or...
Here's your clothes.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. I'm
not going to hurt you.
Do you ever use the word ain't?
Oh yeah, still do.
How would you use that?
Well, if I'm not gonna do something, I just say I ain't gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll say that. I try not to, but words like it's hard to get away from if you use them all your life.
Emphatically, or do you just use it normally, or what?
I don't use it that much now, no. Of course, ain't now. It's not like it used to be.
What do you mean?
Well, it's... you could... I tried to teach us better in school, but now it don't sound as bad because just about everybody uses it one time or another. It's just the same thing as the difference between an ain't and an aunt. I've never heard of aunt.
Uh-huh.
But it's, I understand the same thing, like you got a Aunt Mary, then it's a Aunt Mary up north.
Uh-huh. Does your wife say aunt?
She says aunt, right. That's the reason I brought it up.
She grew up around here, though, didn't she?
She grew up around here, but she still got, as far as her accent, everything from north,
uh-huh.
Her people.
Have you ever been up north to where?
Oh, I've been up north. I can go, when I go north, I can't even hardly order a meal because I can't understand it to start with. And I guess I don't. They don't know where I'm from anyway.
Do you think you sound pretty much like the people in this area do?
Yeah, in this area, fairly the same.
Uh-huh.
I might have a few different ways, but mostly the same in this area, which is, you know, it's a pretty small area.
Mm-hmm. Tell me some more about this traveling you do. How long are you gone at one time?
Anywhere from maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Just to see the countryside?
Yeah, just something different.
Mm-hmm.